Now for a look at the Border Patrol militia, the Minutemen. The group is raising its collective voice. The organization has started a caravan from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., with rallies planned along the way. They kicked off their cross-country journey this week with an attempt to bring some African Americans into the fold. NPR's Farai Chidea has more.
We're fired up! We can't take it no more! We're fired up! We can't take it no more!
Yesterday in Los Angeles, the Minutemen came to the traditionally black neighborhood of Leimert Park. The Minutemen have been called vigilantes and racist for their Border Patrol actions, which makes it all the more peculiar that they would kick off their cross-country tour with a rally featuring both black and Latino speakers who support their cause. One of them, Ted Hayes, is a local African-American anti-homelessness advocate.
What the Minutemen are doing today is wonderful. By guarding our borders is wonderful, particularly for us black people, us American black people. The illegal invaders, they are using our hard-won civil rights as a key to justify their illegal incursion across our borders. If we allow for them to continue to invade our country, we are betraying Dr. Martin Luther King and the whole civil rights movement.
Minuteman Project founder Jim Gilchrist took the podium as well.
When you have at least 1 million illegal aliens marching in the streets in all major cities all throughout the country under the Mexican flag predominantly, that is a declaration of domination over the United States of America and its people, and that is unacceptable.
But the Minutemen drew a modest crowd, to say the least. One television cameraman, Gary Reyes of KTLA, noted that journalists outnumbered the marchers.
When we first arrived here, it was probably like 5-1. But as it's come along, the protesters now, we're about even now, I'll say.
That would make roughly 30 Minutemen and supporters, and as many or more journalists. Across the street, counter-protesters shouted and chanted. But even people who opposed the Minutemen did not necessarily share the same views. Undocumented immigrant Jorge Garcia Alonso dismissed the motives of people of color who joined the Minutemen.
These Latino people don't speak for us. These African Americans don't speak for the majority of the African American population. It's just racism.
Local resident and writer Jasmine Canick said she was fed up with both sides.
I do not support the Minutemen because they're never at the edge of African Americans' battles. I also believe that we have an illegal immigration problem. We do have a border problem. So I'm caught in the middle because I do not support illegal immigration. Black people need to look out for black people right now, and neither one of these groups are looking out for us. So we have to do it for ourselves.
As the immigration debate continues to roil America, one thing is becoming clear. There are not just two sides to this issue. Those who support looser immigration laws and those who support tighter border enforcement may find themselves in the same boat, struggling to sway African Americans and Americans at large to their side.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea.